Title: Drum Rack Setup for DDNB in Ableton Live. Beginner: Alright, let's build a drum and bass drum rack in Ableton Live that actually feels like DDNB the moment you hit play. The goal here is speed, control, and a rack that's easy to program, easy to mix, and flexible enough for clean two-step, jungle textures, or heavier neuro-style drums. Before we touch any samples, do the one thing that instantly puts your brain into DDNB mode. Set your tempo to around 170 to 175 BPM. I like 174. Now create a new MIDI track and drop an Ableton drum rack onto it. Quick safety move, especially while learning. You can put a limiter on the master just to catch any accidental overloads. Don't slam it, it's just a seatbelt. Now, here's the big concept for this whole lesson. Pad layout equals speed. If your core sounds are always in the same places, you stop thinking and start writing drums. So we're going to keep performance critical stuff clustered together. Let's start with your core one-shots. First, the kick. Drag a kick sample onto C1, that first default pad. Click into the pad so you're looking at the sampler inside it. Set it to one-shot mode, and make sure warp is off. That's a huge beginner mistake in drum programming. Warp on one-shots can smear the transient and suddenly your punch disappears. Set the simpler volume so you're not clipping. A really good beginner target is letting the pad peak around -12 to -6 dB. Don't worry, we'll make it loud later. Right now, we want clean headroom and a quick DNB mindset check. In a lot of drum and bass, you don't want to kick with a massive long subtail because your bass line is going to own that sub territory. You want fast punch and a clean, tight low end. Next, the snare. Drag your snare onto D1. Same deal, warp off. If your snare rings out for ages and it's stepping on the groove, reduce the decay a little bit. In DDNB, the snare is basically the lead instrument of the drums. You want it confident and present enough to survive a loud bass. Now hats. Put a closed hat on F sharp 1, and an open hat on A sharp 1, or somewhere nearby. The exact notes don't matter as much as being consistent. Warp off on both. Tighten the decay. Closed hat short, open hat medium short. If the hats are harsh, don't panic, we'll tame that with EQ in a minute. A lot of beginners try to fix harsh hats with volume only, and then the groove disappears. We're going to keep the energy but smooth the edges. Now let's add classic DNB support layers. Add a clap on D sharp 1. This is optional, but super common. The snare gives you body and crack, the clap gives you width and air. You can trigger them separately for variation, or you can stack them into one pad later. Next, create a ghost snare lane. Put a quieter ghost hit snare sample on C sharp 1. When you program these later, you'll keep the velocity very low, somewhere like 20 to 45. Ghost notes are one of the easiest ways to make a beat feel like it's rolling instead of marching. And add a ride or shaker on G sharp 1. This is for that rolling energy and movement. The key is, keep it controlled. DNB rides can get busy fast, and you still want the snare to be the star. Now for the workflow upgrade that makes this rack feel pro immediately, return chains inside the drum rack. This is huge because it gives you quick reverb and delay sends per drum sound, without cluttering your project. In the drum rack, open the chain list, then show the return chains section. Create return A and drop Ableton's reverb on it. Set up a short room vibe. Try a decay around 0.4 to 0.8 seconds. Small to medium size. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. And that's important. Pre-delay keeps your snare punch up front while the room happens behind it. Roll off the highs with a high cut around 7 to 10 kHz so it doesn't turn fizzy. And set the reverb to fully wet, because returns should be wet only. Now create return B and add echo. Set the time to something tempo-synced like 1/8 or 1/16. Keep feedback modest, like 15 to 30%. High pass the delay so it's not throwing low end everywhere. Aim around 200 to 400 Hz. And again, keep it 100% wet on the return. Now go back to your pads and use the send knobs. Give the snare just a little of that room, maybe 5 to 15 as a starting range. Sprinkle echo on little perks if you want movement. And keep the kick mostly dry, like nearly zero. DDNB is tight. Bass is something you add intentionally. Here's a teacher rule that helps a lot. Dry main, wet to tails. Keep the kick and snare mostly dry and punchy. Put the reverb and delay energy on ghost notes, percussion, rides, and break slices. That's how you get atmosphere without losing impact. Next, let's talk layering, because layering is where beginners either level up or accidentally create a distorted mess. We'll layer inside a single pad so one MIDI note triggers multiple layers. Click your snare pad. D1. Drag another snare or your clap into that same pad so you see two chains under D1. Balance them. Bodied layer a little louder. Crack or clap layer a little quieter. Quick cleanup trick. On the clap layer, add EQ8 and high pass it around 200 to 400 HC. That keeps the snare body clean and prevents that low-mid cardboard buildup. Now do the same concept on the kick. On C1, add a clicky transient layer. Put a Q8 on that click layer and high pass around 200 HE. If you need more bite, a small careful boost around 2 to 5 KHC can help. But go easy. Too much and it'll turn into a plastic tick. And here's a super practical coaching note. If you add a transient layer and somehow your kick gets smaller instead of bigger, that's usually phase cancellation. The beginner-friendly fix inside Ableton is to adjust the simpler start time on the transient layer. Tiny moves. You're basically aligning the transient peaks. If it still fights, just swap the layer. Don't waste an hour trying to force two samples that hate each other to cooperate. Now let's lock down gain staging, because it's the difference between my drum bus sounds great and why does glue compressor sound weird on my drums. This audio version is shortened for playback.